dread of the everyday grind? Ever dream of a life of romantic adventure? Want to get away from it all? We offer you Escape. Escape, designed to free you from the four walls of today for a half hour of high adventure. You are stranded with a carnival just this side of the Iron Curtain. When out of nowhere, a fortune is within your grasp, riding a number on a roulette wheel hundreds of feet high. What is your shoulder, laughing at you? A killer clown from whom there is no escape. Listen now as Escape brings you David Friedkin and Morton Fine's story, Carnival in Vienna. In the old days, the row of tenements used to be called the Schattenhof. Then there was a war, and it was called rubble. Then it was cleaned up, and it was just an empty space in the older part of Vienna. That's where the carnival set up. Pitch and wind stands, wheels, the midway act and the high wire for a ballet, rides, palm readers, and the biggest Ferris wheel this side of the Rhine. 20 carriages and a 4-minute ride. And myself, front gate superintendent, John Ashcroft Allison. A nice sounding name. John Ashcroft Allison. The help calls me Herr, which is Mister. That's the way it is. And there's Lily, who works the gaff whenever it's needed. He's got red hair. We get along fine. Anna, is that better?
Thank you. I forgot about the shiny thing, the mirror, anything. Thoughts and broken, straightened. Look at your hair.
Want to look good for you.
The next time.
$10, American money. Maroon.
The shirt.
Pink. Silk.
And also, liar.
What do you mean?
Liar, you are vain. You are proud and you have nothing to be proud of. You are hasty. You are a thief. You are.
What do you mean?
Thief. From who has another?
Tell you what.
You and me, the pleasure.
Oh, baby, baby. One of these days, back to the States.
Never. You'll never go to the States. You cannot, I know.
Joey, tell you.
Last night, he was very gone. And although I did not want to.
Oh, I bet you didn't.
Although I did not want to hear. Joey told me you were a forger in a state called Missouri. When you were at the carnival with a man who was windwalking quite
recently. Well, once the guy wrote down his name for me to analyze, and I saved his signature and forged it for 3 months all over the place before he almost caught up with me. I wonder I would have told you. You didn't have.
I didn't do anything. You're the fact, and he told me.
Oh, listen.
And he told me how you fled from your country to Europe, and how he met you, and how you've been traveling from carnival to carnival.
Will you listen to me? Come on, let's go. Listen, Lily. Well, these days I'm going to get my hands on enough dough.
You got a new thing. That's
it. Now, come on.
Why should I do something about him? I like him. Hansel is that way left. But a wooden clown.
I don't understand.
A wooden clown, a mechanism. Listen to him. Listen to Hansel. It's a purely mechanical laugh. from passing these customers into my hall of mirrors. Quite a few obsessions.
And noisy. Come on, Billy.
Who do you fly?
I said, come on.
What else is he here, Eliza? As if he knows your name and laughs at you, and knows you stop and dream like a peacock and laughs at you?
I just want to tell you something, Colonel. My advice, change the record in that hunt. In that clown.
What? As if you were upon your shoulder, laughing at you.
Huh?
Answer.
Oh, it's not bad. It's
laughing at you.
Now, let's forget it, huh?
I
must have
what you
perform.
Come on.
In a
safety
department.
Here,
let us go. What's the matter?
Joey.
Huh?
Joey, here on the cloud. What's in the
cloud? Yeah. Joey.
Where are you going?
Just wait.
Without being fully sure, down in sight and mark him. That's new.
Joey.
Huh? Don't be scared.
Come on, let's take a walk.
See,
the doctor. Oh,
what
is the deal? I'm back here,
Joey.
Back in the fence.
What's
wrong? Back here. Hi, Joey.
What's my deal?
Been friends, haven't we? Bumped into each other in a silver bar and buddies right off.
For sure.
Besides the fact you're a lecturer, a good boy. Good friend. Good shield for any connie in the world, right? Oh, right. I don't mind you took a drink and spilled a lily about me. One way or another, she had to find out.
Well, what's this all about?
You, heisted a wallet just now.
Huh?
From a guy. Tourist, right? Tourist, huh? He was with a blonde from Maxie's. He had to be a tourist. The way he was dressed. Green shorts and a feather in his hat.
I don't take no
you
luck.
Talk to me like that, Joey. You're close to death.
I'm telling you, I didn't
come on.
Joey.
Now, we'll take the wallet, Joey. Here, Joey, inside your shirt. Oh, here you have. Oh, let's see. Tourist, all right. Well, Max, Boston, Mass. Come on. Where's the dough? Where's the dough, Joey? You already left the dough out of this? Wait a minute. You know what, Joey? You'll never know. Bye, pal. Chum, friend of mine.
What the hell? I'll catch up to you.
I didn't look at him anymore. Not at Joey. But John Ashcroft Allison looking out at me from the aluminum side of the trailer. Hand on the mat of a $10 tie. And he winked back at me, and his lips shaped the words I was saying. $23,000. Letter of credit in Mr. Paul Mack's wallet, complete with identification card. So I looked around for the green short, the man with a feather in his hat, to the blonde from Mack. And the way it happened, I bumped into them coming out of the hall of mirrors. I trailed them over to the Ferris wheel, watched Mr. Mack drop down some change for a couple of tickets. Waited until they got into a carriage in the wheel. And I walked over to Allison.
Sir Allison.
Hello, Allison. Working hard?
Not hard. First, this picture will stop. This back will stop.
Hey, how about you and
Marlene?
Marlene.
I never got to see her. Although she works right over there, we only get waves. Then, when we are both off, Her boyfriend comes.
Why don't you go over and talk to her?
Sure, I'll take over the wheel.
I would certainly like to come out of
the go on, Peter.
Side of the river. 20 carriages and a formative ride. Mr. Paul Mack from Boston Mass in the green one with a blonde enjoying. To keep him in the carriage till I get his $23,000. That was the trick. A 20 to 1 shot. Scoop a handful of sand and gravel off the ground into the oil intake. Another handful. Another. 4 minutes with 14 times around. Nothing happened. Five. 10. 11. The biggest one in the world. Find a gap and become a green with a couple of handfuls. I think it wouldn't work. I think I need another kidney. Maybe I... coming down for a long, long time. And there wasn't a ladder that high that could get them down. $23,000 on a 20 to 1 shot. I just hit.
You are listening to Carnival in Vienna, tonight's presentation of Escape. Edgar Bergen fans will be doubly delighted with the new Edgar Bergen Show with Charlie McCarthy. Remember, Sunday nights on most of these stations, the new Edgar Bergen Show with Charlie McCarthy. And now back to Escape and the second act of Carnival in Vienna.
And the big wheel not spinning anymore against the Vienna sky. And for a little while, the small ride of Carney wound down. New attraction added to early afternoon with the Danube closed. And how the kids took to it. Climbed the girders and hung from them like skinny rag dolls. And kicked their feet into Otto's face, who was going crazy trying to fix the Ferris wheel. And a small detail of Russian soldiers took to it, too. Grinning up at the merchandise display of black cotton stockings and Bohemian petticoats. And at the very, very, very top, oh, very, a gent from Boston, Mass, with his arms wrapped around a blonde from everywhere. I told Otto to handle it the best way he could. I'd round up some refugees to give my hand. And I walked away from it. Down the midway. Past the gas station. Past the shooting gallery. Past him. Past the clock. Where the carny started to die and got to be mud and litter and broken straw, where the trailers were. Mine bright and shinier than the rest. Because there was a displaced floor line very handy with a dust cloth. We needed to work.
what you doing, Johnny boy?
The bottle of schnapps over in the cupboard, Joey. Drink yourself dead. Maybe you don't understand because you're fuzzed up. You're not wanted, Joey.
Oh, now that hurts. First when you say it to an old friend. But you could buy back my affection. I like you, Johnny. I don't want not to like you.
Lush. Beat it, Lush.
Don't talk like that, Johnny. You made a noise like $23,000 when I heard you laugh. I don't know the angle, but I want in. Half, Johnny.
Peddle your dream to Madame Zaza. It's her pitch, not mine.
What was you doing when I come in, Johnny? Writing a letter? Practicing, maybe? Getting old feeling to dig it just there. Just let me see, Johnny.
Get up, face away from
you. You didn't even let me see. But I got something I want you to see, Johnny. I brung it just to show you.
Oh, oh, Joey, Joey, you really are fuzz, aren't you?
No. All this your gun does, Johnny, all it does in the world is to make you and me buddies. I squeeze it on it just a little bit, and all it says, you hear it, Johnny? All it says is, buddy, buddy, buddy. Like it was a mama dog. You say half to me, Johnny. Say half of 23 grand, I don't squeeze no more.
Ah, give it to me, Joey. Give me the gun, and then you can go hit the schnapps bottle. Joey, you can squeeze the schnapps.
You just sit right down on the floor, Johnny, so it'll go off up between your eyes.
Give me, Joey. Or drop it. Or throw it away.
I'll kill you.
Got to be doing my like this. Just like this. He was as dead as I could make him. I picked him up, carried him to my car, propped his body in the front seat next to me. Whoever may have seen it figured the only thing to figure. Joey was stoned again. Had Johnny Allison was nursing him, like he'd done 1,002 times. It took 15 minutes to drive out to the edge of the Russian zone, along it to a square block of rubble, behind it to an alley. I opened a bottle of schnapps I'd remembered to bring along, rinsed out my mouth with, and poured the rest down Joey's throat. I slid the bottle into his coat pocket, eased him out of the car. What was in the alley was some garbage cans scraped clean, some burning dogs who just stared, and a no-name Lush. In the trailer by 1:30, I could forge the signature of Mr. Paul Mack with the pen between my teeth. 8 letters, straight up and down, with a couple of curls in between. By 2, I was in the Vienna State National Bank on Kittelstrasse.
Good afternoon, sir. What can we do for you this afternoon?
You can do business with me this afternoon, my hair. Here, my letter of credit. My identification card. I'm Paul Mack of Boston, Massachusetts.
Oh, of course.
Well, my name, let's get with it.
Of course, Herr Mann.
Something,
Nothing. Everything is in proper order. Only
what?
Seen the telephone yesterday. You informed us you would not come here until 10 of tomorrow morning.
Oh, you mean...
When you telephoned yesterday, it was afternoon. Surely you do remember.
Well, surely I do remember, my dear. Something came up to change my plan, so I'm here now this afternoon. Does that make a difference?
No. Surely no. It's only that it gives us short notice to gather the money. $5,000, was it not?
23.
$1,000,
my dear.
That's the notation I have. Here, I show you. Here, that's your telephone yesterday. That's your what's come tomorrow. That is the $5,000.
There you go. Somebody made a mistake. Now look, I've got a deal. I need every cent left on my letter of credit. $23,000. Cash, dollars, Swiss, or American. Make a choice.
Of course, Mr. Mack. Did you sign this paper for me so that I may compare signature? The formality only, isn't it?
Oh, I want to.
Depends.
Thank you.
Only moments longer. I must corroborate with her shins. The formality.
Oh, sure. I'll wait.
Your money's in this parcel. $23,000.
Thank you, my man.
An offer soon.
Hmm?
To sign this receipt.
I know. Yeah.
Thank you. You understand how much the necessity of caution. However, there's the thing. If you don't mind it.
Look, I'm in a hurry. What's eating you?
How does it feel? How does a man feel when he can step into the bank, ask for pennies for thousands of dollars, and get it?
Good. Feels good. Wonderful. Johnny, baby. Open up.
Johnny,
how's it feeling? Oh, come here. Oh, baby, baby.
An hour, and I need you. I'm a fool.
Uh-huh.
Oh, but Johnny's excitement. The bleeding stopped, and a minute, the very top of it, screaming and screaming, it left me home. How is a man robbed to
come up a story? Yeah, funny. Lily, we're leaving.
Yeah?
Yeah. What do you want, Lily? What are the dreams? Paris, Rome, London? Dream one over me, baby. Johnny Allison makes it come true.
Thank you, sir.
Now grab a coat, Lily. From this minute, it's all you'll ever need.
Where are we going?
I told you, whatever ride you want, whatever bauble to lay against your neck or your fingers or your toes,
is the money you have saved as front gate superintendent of the cheap side street carnival?
With $23,000.
What are you talking about?
I hit. Like I always said I would. $23,000 worth. Now come on, cover it with a coat.
Where did you get such money, Johnny?
Oh, what difference? It's clean. It makes a pretty sound when rubbed together. Make it whisper and advise mink for you and silk for me. Like I saw once in a shop in Rome. That's it, baby. First stop room, so Johnny can look good, so Johnny can look swell, so Johnny can...
You stole it, didn't you?
I promoted it, baby.
You stole it from the American who screamed from the top of the stairs.
Me, baby, me, Johnny Allison. Come on.
Get out.
Huh?
Get out. I want no part of you.
It's me you're talking to, Lily. The man with the promises, the man with the dreams. So don't...
Promises. Dream man. Man of nothing. Please. Who will go with you? Not Lily. Not I.
You're lousing it, baby.
Not with you, promised man, dream man. Stupid men of angles and gimmicks and promoting that. Is that just what you need to prove of yourself?
Anything else you need to say?
You are a jewel and lust. Drunk. Drunk with yourself. Drunk with your stupidity. Drunk with your drunkenness. Yo. 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 Johnny Ellis makes yo. 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 Yo.
Shouldn't have called me that. Not Joey. You shouldn't. Really needed. With her fingers down, clenched and trailed on the floor. For the life to go out of her. Men, get out. Walk, don't run to the midway.
crowd and the Ferris wheel moving now. Midway in the Palace of Fun, the back exit to the world through the Hall of Mirrors, and I was on my way. The consul was clown last, but this time I didn't care. Johnny Allison on his way with 23 grand to take him wherever he wanted to go. The Hall of Mirrors. I know it like a book. Like I knew the back of... my hand. So, turn a corner. Oh, not this way. Sometimes a guy forgets. How is the fun? Hold the mirror. Pay a dime to get in. It's fun trying to get out. Wherever I went, Johnny Allison came right back at me. Thousand Johnny Allison. Please, trying to beat a 10-cent dodge. Please, get out. Easy. I didn't see myself. I wouldn't be there, would I? Hell, would I? I couldn't get all of them. Oh, too many, too many. Johnny, it was me. He didn't look so good anymore. He didn't look like anybody I knew. Like Joey, maybe. But Joe. Oh, he's dead.
On the floor.
To kill a girl, then to hide in the Hall of Mirrors. Such stupidity?
Perhaps not. For here a man can laugh at death. As Johnny laughs, oh Johnny, and here a man can observe himself in a thousand mirrors, oh Johnny, from every angle, that is, if a man can stand looking at himself. Come, Johnny, come on.
Carnival in Vienna, a story written and directed by David Friedkin and Morton Fine. Featured in the cast were Jack Moyles, Lillian Bias, Jack Crucian, and Hans Conried. Also heard were Barney Phillips, Robert Boone, and George Peroni. Your announcer, George Waltz. The special music for Escape is composed and conducted by Leif Stevens. Next week.
You are flying a plane high above the island of Masafuera, 300 miles off the coast of Chile. Beside you, a beautiful woman, and only she knows it's the last stop, the last time around, a death trap from which there is no escape.
So listen next week when Escape brings you Tony Barrett's story, There Was a Crooked Man.